Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. And for those of you joining us for the very first time, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you, and I hope you make a habit out of it. I hope you can make a habit out of it. Daily, I'm getting emails from people who are concerned about this notice of how many days are left to extinction for the show. And some people are just now getting sort of clued in that something is going on, something's up. Well, I want to give you an update. We are close. We are very, very close. Consider that worldwide we've got a huge audience, and consider that all we're trying to raise is around a total of $1,200. And how difficult it has been to raise it. That tells you something, I think, about the future. People love the show as long as it's free. And, you know, and I understand, you know, but that tells you something, I think, about the future. But we're close. However, understand, if we get within, if we're just $1 shy, we're out of here. If we come in $1 shy of what we have to have, we will get an eviction notice. And there's nothing I can do about that. So that's the update. The update is we're close. But also remember, once we have achieved this goal, and I think we will, but once we have, a whole new month starts. And it all has to be raised again. And you might be wondering, well, what happened? I mean, you know, I mean, everything was going fine. And then, yeah, everything was going fine. And then we had an economic downturn that has hit huge numbers of people, not only in this country, but around the world. And every day we have people who cancel their membership to our members area explaining they've lost their job. And so that's what's happened. What's happened is the money that was coming in from the members area that paid for everyone else to listen to the show for free, well, a lot of those folks have been hit hard, and they can't pay for you to listen free. And so that's what happened. So if you like the show and you want the show to continue, consider not only helping us out right now so we can take care of this immediate crisis, but consider really jumping on the bandwagon here and helping us with a little bit. It doesn't have to be much. A little bit. It doesn't have to be a donation. Join our members area, $6.95 for a month, 23 cents a day, and help us continue. If you want us to continue, if you don't, we'll accept that. Have you seen our current opinion poll? The question that's up there right now is, or the statement says, there is an alien base on our moon, and then you can agree, disagree, or state that you're undecided. Interesting, 68.8% say yes. Now, when we come back from this break, I'm going to explain to you why that's important. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. All right, we're going to cover some really important stuff here tonight. And let me just say, before we get back into that information about the poll and why it's important, let me make an announcement. We've had a tragic loss here at the Kevin Smith Show. The death of my big white coffee mug. Remember that? The big, just plain white coffee mug. Oh, I'll tell you, it's been with me for a long time, and I killed it accidentally, knocked it onto the floor, and it is gone. So I'm resorting now to full time with the Kevin Smith Show coffee mug. All right, if some of you have, that's the older model. Some of you have that. All right, the poll, and why is that important? Well, 68.8% of the people who have responded to the poll so far say that, yes, they think there is, in fact, an alien base on our moon. That by itself is not what's important here. What's important is when you couple that with last week's poll. Now, last week, it said, you know, NASA's got some new photographs, you know, from their new satellite, of the landing sites of previous Apollo missions that they've been putting out on the Internet. And it said, now, in the presence of those, do you think that we actually went to the moon? Do you think the moonshots were a hoax? Something like 64% said we actually went there. It is one of the things that debunkers love to do. They can't just stick with facts. So what they do is they start using personal ridicule. And that is, once that starts, you know for sure you're dealing, number one, with an actual idiot. And number two, you're dealing with someone who does not have facts and data on their side. And so they resort to personal attacks. Sort of like the media do, you know. And they get in on this too. And so what they do is they will say, okay, now people who think we didn't actually go to the moon are a bunch of nutcases. Now, that's not what I'm saying, but you know, and I know, that's the approach that major media takes to this. They say, if you think we didn't actually go to the moon, then you're a nutcase. The implication, of course, is that reasonable, rational people think we did go to the moon. Okay, well, 64%+ responded to our poll last week and said we did go. So you qualify as not being the nutcases with major media. That means that the majority of our audience passes the major media litmus test on the moon. 64% said we went. You pass the major media litmus test. Now, the major media will also say, if you think that that there are alien bases on the moon, you're a nutcase. Okay, now the majority of our audience passed the litmus test of major media last week when it comes to things having to do with space. You said we went to the moon. So you passed. But now this week, that same group, by 68% says, in fact, it's a bigger group, says, guess what? There is an alien base on the moon. So what's important about this is it shows that the very people that major media would say are reasonable and rational in terms of the Apollo moon landings, that we actually did go, and you, as far as major media would be concerned, you passed their litmus test. You're reasonable, you're rational, you've got it squared away, and you understand, okay? They would now turn on that same group and say, you're nuts when you say there's an alien base on the moon. And my message, and this is what's important, my message to major media is, hey, you can't have it both ways. Reasonable, rational people do think that there is an alien base on the moon. And major media needs to just swallow hard and get used to it. Just get used to it, guys. Reasonable, rational people do think the evidence shows there's an alien base on the moon. So I wanted to point that out. I think it's important just sort of as we get a snapshot of who we are here at the Kevin Smith Show. I think that's important. All right, now what we're going to do, I'm going to split tonight into two parts. As you know, it normally is split into two parts, but what we're going to do during this first hour is we're going to talk about, and by the way, all of this has, both hours have to do with really futuristic science that's happening right now. Things that just last year we were talking about in terms of being far into the future. A lot of people were saying it's far into the future, and some people said, oh, that'll never happen. It's happening right now. And so we're going to be talking about some of that. And the first thing that we're going to talk about in this first hour, we're going to talk about this whole thing of putting chips on or in people. Now, I've been talking about this since 2000 when this show first started. Some of you that have been with me for all of these years remember that even from Kosovo in the dead of blizzard winters, or winter blizzards, in the dead of winter blizzards, when I was sitting beside my wood stove and broadcasting to you, we talked about this thing of chipping people, putting chips into people. And we've talked about it several times over the years since 2000. We've talked about this several times, the technology, and the fact that it's coming, and now, folks, it's here. One of the reasons behind a desire to put a chip into everyone is to control everyone. They can control, they know everything, or they can know everywhere you go, everything you do, every purchase you make. They can do it with these chips. Now, control is what government is all about, all over the world. The American experiment was a great experiment in a government not being in control of the personal lives of its people, but being there as an extension of those people in order to provide protection for those people. Economic protection, military protection, and some basic services like post office, communications, roads and bridges. That was it. That was the great American experiment. The great American experiment had to do with having a nation of people who had tremendous personal freedom and personal liberty. I think most of us would say that's pretty much in the past. Personal liberty and freedom is almost entirely It's just something that it's platitudes that politicians mouth as they pass more and more and more and miles deep of regulation over your personal life. And I wish that I had queued up this evening a photograph that Daryl Sims sent to me. It's actually a photo of a skeleton, and the skull of the skeleton appears in its rear, and it says, the caption says, oldest known skeleton. It was dug up in Washington D.C. Area, and it's believed to be about 10,000 years old. Oldest known skeleton of a politician. That's about where it is. Okay, but we've been back to the chipping. We've been talking about this chipping and the ominous threat to personal freedoms that this presents. You do need to realize, and we've talked about this on the show, you need to realize that it doesn't have to be a chip. Now, these chips, in case you're wondering, are about the size of a grain of rice, a little bit smaller than a grain of rice, and can actually be just injected into you. It's no big deal to put one in you. So these chips exist. They're highly sophisticated. And by the way, everything that chip will do can now, they actually have a type of ink that they can tattoo you with, a dot about the size of the head of a pen, and it will do everything that chip will do. And it's just a tattoo. I have said that this poses a tremendous threat to liberty and freedom. It is futuristic science, but it is futuristic science that is most ominous. And I said, I don't know, something like 3-4 years ago, I began saying the way this will come in is because, you know, there's a tremendous resistance to this among the adult population. So it will come in as a way to provide safety and security for children. Every time the government wants to do something that is nefarious and devious and dark and detrimental to your freedom, they bring it in a package wrapped up with, it's for the children. Now, not everything the government does for children is deep, dark, and nefarious. But every deep, dark, nefarious thing they plan to do to you, they wrap it in children. And so that's what they've done. And I said it will come in as something that's beneficial for the children. Well, now you need to know. Now this is from June the 16th. So this is not yesterday. This has already been done. It's been reported on June the 16th. In Rhode Island, there is a school district that has announced a pilot program to monitor the movements of students by means of RFID chips implanted in their school bags. It's the Middletown School District. And this project is in partnership with MAP, Map Information Technology Corporation. And they're going to do this with 80 children at the Aquidneck School. Each chip is programmed with a student ID number. And then it can be read by external devices installed in one of two school buses. And I understand they want to be able to say, they can do a computer readout, printout, and say, this child got on the bus or this child did not get on the bus. The child is claiming he was on the bus and something happened to him, and the RFID readout says he was not on the bus. You know, they present all those kinds of things, okay? But they're going to chip these kids. Now, you might say, well, that's okay as long as the parents agree to it. Hey, guess what? The parents have not agreed to it. It didn't come up for a vote. As a matter of fact, because this pilot program is being provided to the school district at no cost, it did not even require approval from the Rhode Island Ethics Commission. The ACLU has waded in on this. Stephen Brown, executive director of Rhode Island's ACLU, which for those of you in the rest of the world, ACLU is the American Civil Liberties Union. He's waded in, and he says there's absolutely no need to be tagging children. And he is correct. He said it's quite appropriate if they want to tag the bus and they want to track where that bus is at all times because they own that bus, but they don't own those children, and they don't need to be tagging them. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we have come in this country. We have come to this because you, all across the United States of America, have ceded your rights, your liberty, and your authority to school boards, to city councils, to police agencies, and to other government entities. And is it too late to turn this around? It is my prediction that it's not a prediction. It is my assessment. It's not too late to turn this around. But it is also my assessment that you won't do it. The next thing that's going to happen, it's already happened with passports and with your driver's licenses. They all now have chip information in them, or chip technology in them. You can drive by, and you've been seeing this on your television, people can drive by if they have one of these chip readers. They can just drive by you. They get your passport number. They get your social security number, your driver's license number, your home address. They just pick it up like that out of the air as they drive past you. That's been all over the news, and there is no outcry across this land. None. You've bought it, hook, line, sinker. You're done. Stick a fork in it. You're done. You cannot rise up against it any longer because you don't have the will to. Now, I realize in saying this that I have lots of people listening to this show that are saying, well, that doesn't describe me. That's an insult to me. Well, if it doesn't apply to you, don't put it on. But it does apply to a great many people. It applies to the majority of America. You don't have the will to be free. Most of America, you don't have the guts to be free. And you very, very soon will not even have the sense to be free. You want to be babied and coddled from cradle to grave, and as long as the politicians will tell you that's what they're going to do, you will let them do anything to you. Now, the next thing that will happen, because, you know, they couldn't do that real ID program for a while, and then finally America caved into it, and now everybody's driver's license, everybody's passports, now you've got that real ID in there. The next thing that's going to happen is this program and others like it will spread across the country. They will say, oh, look how good it is for our children. And they'll start chipping you. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Right. We're talking about the chipping of America. Involuntary chipping of children has begun. The school board didn't have to get permission from anybody because it's no cost. So they didn't even have to go to the Rhode Island Ethics Commission with this. It has begun. The program has begun. I don't know if they've actually started putting these chips in the kids' backpacks because actually we're in the summer. But when school starts up, this pilot program will happen. There will be 80 kids with chips in their backpacks. And look, they may even say to the parents, they may say, you know what, we want some volunteers. We want, some 80 of you families to volunteer to have a chip put in your kid's backpack for this program. The idea is that parents and school administrators, principals, etc., can go onto a website and type in the kid's ID number, and it will show the kid's location on, they can do that on the internet, and it'll show the kid's location. What about a pedophile that, you might think, well, they're not, pedophiles are not too sophisticated. Yeah, they are. I mean, they come in every level, every strata of the population, every socioeconomic strata. And so what about a pedophile that goes down and buys a one of these readers, RFID readers, and he starts tracking where your kid is because he wants to find that kid alone, and he can do that. And then he kidnaps your kid, and they sell you this idea that this RFID is going to make it safer for your kids. It's not going to make it safer. Folks, do you not realize by now that, number one, laws don't make you safer? The people who commit crimes would do that whether it's illegal or not. They don't make you safer. It just gives you some means of taking action against people who harm other people. RFID chips don't make you safer. There is nothing that you can do that's going to make you safe, except for you to be alert and aware of your surroundings and to make good choices about where you go and when and with whom. And for you to take personal responsibility for parenting your children instead of having some sky eye do it. Now, maybe you disagree with me. I'm going to open up the telephone line so you can say what you think about it. But maybe you disagree with me. Now, if you call in this hour, you will also be able to call in the next hour when we talk about another really important development that's happening around the world. Here is futuristic science taking place in front of our eyes. As I speak to you, it's happening. And I'd like to know what you think about this. Once you have one of these chips, this is the beginning. It's beginning to happen. Now, once you have one installed, it can be used. You have an ID number encoded in it, maybe your Social Security number, maybe your driver's license number. There will be information about your height, weight, eye color, etc. And then it can be used this way, that when you go to make a purchase somewhere, you simply, maybe they install it in your hand, and you just wave your hand through the scanner, and it debits your bank account. And you might say, well, you know, I don't think they're ever going to put it in people. Yeah, they will. Let me tell you why. The reason why is pretty simple. They will say, well, you know, if you've got one of these chips, say, just attached to your driver's license, you might lose your driver's license, or your wallet may be stolen, or someone driving down the street would just be able to get your information with these readers, as we've seen on television. That's not me saying it. That has happened. It's on TV. It's in the news, that you can just drive down the street with one of those readers and you can read people's information from 20 feet away. So in order for us to make sure that it really is safe and secure, we'll just embed it into your hand and or into your wrist. You know, it'll just be embedded there. And then in order for anybody to use this information, you actually have to pass your hand across a scanner. They can't use it they cannot use your information because they have to pass their hand across a scanner. And your information is embedded in your hand. So your hand has to go across a scanner in order for that information to be accessed and used. So even if someone reads it, they can't go use it somewhere because you actually, the law will state, you actually have to pass your hand through the scanner. And then your money and your identity are safe and secure. That's how it will happen. What I'm about to say, some of you will say that this is that I'm weighing in on whether we should have or should not have universal health care here in the country. That's not what this is about. But I'm going to show you how it can be sold to the American people. If universal health care passes, and I think it probably will, if that passes, eventually they're going to say you have to have one of those chips in order to access that universal health care system. And it will help doctors and hospitals, even if you're unconscious, they can just pass your hand through the scanner and they know who you are. And basic medical information is there. For instance, any allergies to medicines, if you have heart disease or whatever, it's going to be on that chip. And it will help the doctors and the hospitals. So even if you're unconscious, they can give you the very best treatment. If you think that I'm nuts and you think it's not going to happen, that's fine. I want you to call me and tell me. If you think that I am correct, but you think it's a good idea, I want you to call me and tell me. You think I'm correct that this is happening and that it's going to happen somewhat like I've described, I want you to, and you think that's not a good idea, I want you to call me and tell me. Whatever it is you think about this, let's hear it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Mike from Kentucky.
Hi, Mike.
I think it's a bad idea. Humanity is like sheep being herded into the slaughter pens. They just can't wait to get there as long as they're kept fed and allowed to do what they want to do. But time's coming.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. I think it's a bad idea. I normally don't agree with the ACLU, but in this case, I agree with the ACLU. That this is tremendously, outrageously a violation of our constitutional rights of to privacy, and I think this is a really bad idea. But I think it's going to happen.
Who's to say that that little chip doesn't have some kind of device in it where they flip a switch and you have a heart attack or an aneurysm goes to your brain when you don't do what they want you to?
Well, yeah. And as a matter of fact, they have devices where they can aim it at you and flip a switch, and it will do that right now.
Yep.
And once everybody's got a chip, all they would have to do is set it a keyboard, type in your ID number, give it a command, and wham, it hits you. They don't even have to aim it at you.
Well, you can bet this old boy is not going to take it voluntarily.
What if you could not afford health insurance, or you have some condition so that health insurance companies won't touch you. And the only health insurance you could get would be this new universal health care. And they said to you, Mike, not a problem. You're approved for it, buddy. We'll get you the treatment you need, and at no cost to you. We just need to put this little chip in your hand so that you can comply with the program.
I wouldn't take it.
A lot of people will, Mike.
I know they will. But this old boy wouldn't. It's like that old story about the boy that got bit by the rattlesnake, and his friend told him, it says here, you got to make an X and suck the blood out of it.
Yeah.
And he says, you're going to die, sucker.
Okay, so it's just not going to happen. All right.
Not for me.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thanks for the call. What do you think about it, folks? The telephone number is 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. Again, the toll free number 888-223-4599. If you are outside of the USA or Canada, those numbers work. They're not toll free. So if you're in Europe or Asia or Africa or the South Pacific or wherever you happen to be, you're not in the USA, not in Canada, go to my website, scroll down, you'll see a link that says flash message, and you can send me a flash message with your thoughts about this. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Julia from Leander, Texas.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. You know, I agree with you. It's this chip thing is so dangerous. It's just, it's unbelievable they're actually really doing it. But it seems like, if you've ever read that book, Atlas Shrugged, it seems like that's happening right before my eyes.
Yeah, it's happening as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I had my great uncle tell me one time, and this is an old Southern saying, because I used to be a Democrat and then I was a Republican, and now I'm neither. But he mm-hmm. said to me, he said, you know, Julia, it doesn't matter who wins the race as long as both the dogs are yours.
That's good. It doesn't matter who wins the race as long as both the dogs are yours.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening now.
Well, you know, I am quite certain that I am on all kinds of lists. I know that I'm on a travel watch list. I know that for sure, and have been for ever since I got back to the United States from overseas. I was an international police officer, an international police commander, but the instant I got back to the United States, I discovered that each and every time I fly, I get the full tilt boogie. It's not random. 100% of the time, they do everything they can to keep me from getting on an airplane. And I'm one of the people that was trying to protect them, you know. But I get treated as if I'm a threat. But I am a threat philosophically, not physically, but philosophically, I am a threat to people who want to take away freedom and liberty. Right now in this country, the majority of the people in this country don't even think about freedom and liberty. You want to hang on through the break, or does that do it for you?
That'll do it for me, but thank you very much, Kevin.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Paul, Rhode Island.
Hi, Paul.
How are you doing?
I am doing good, man. What's on your mind?
This chip idea is a mad idea. It's a lot of different implications. that I just don't agree with.
Well, you know, it's not happening where you are, but it's not far from where you are. It's happening in Rhode Island.
Yeah, Middletown.
Uh-huh. And, you know, here is a case where a corporation has offered this at no cost to a school district. You know the reason they've offered it to them is in order to get a contract and to make a sale.
Of course.
And so this is going to spread. It's going to happen all over this country.
Yeah, little by little, it'll creep into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they implanted it on our skin. There's a whole religious aspect to the problem as well. I mean, I've heard and read at other websites and different places that it's almost like the mark of the beast. You're not going to be able to do anything without that chip. You're not going to be able to buy food. We talked about health insurance, health coverage, those sorts of things. They're going to say, either you do this, or you can't survive.
Yeah. And there's legislation. I don't know what the status of this legislation is now, but there is legislation before Congress that will make it illegal for you to grow an organic garden without a permit.
Thank God my grandfather's no longer with us. He would have started flipping over his grave.
Oh, yeah.
He had a huge garden.
Yeah, and, you know, they don't want you to have personal freedom. And regardless of the language they use, the fact is they're taking away freedom each and every day.
Yes. This country has been turned on its head. It's literally been turned on its head.
And now the futuristic science that we talk about on this show is beginning to make its way into this power grab. And it's beginning to make its way into the destruction of personal freedom.
Yes. I mean, even every branch of government, especially the president, there's no more checks and balances, Kevin. They're all trying to garner more power for themselves.
Yeah. Well, I think they will. I think they will get a tremendous amount of power. And people like me, and I certainly don't talk about these things very often on this show, but people like me will end up going to prison or being executed. And, you know, people like you and others that call in and say, hey, this is no good, it's not for me, I'm not going to take the chip, I think all of us are going to end up being seen as enemies of the state.
And
we will be hunted down.
And this type of conversation is the kind of conversation that people think is far-fetched. They think it's out of the realm of possibilities. Our government wouldn't do that. Our government does a lot of stuff that it shouldn't do.
Well, and it has really since the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's really worse now. It's just out of control, the things that the government does behind our backs.
And what they've done, Kevin, is they've disenfranchised us.
Mm-hmm.
They bogged us down with two jobs, and then you have time for your family. There's no time to read the paper. There's no time to take part in government. That's what they've done. It's all an agenda. It's all been put into place.
Yeah, I think you're right. Paul, thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So where do you stand on this chipping? Are you going to get it? Are you going to allow yourself to be chipped? 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, good evening, Kevin. This is Kevin from Northern Alberta calling.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi. I think this whole chip madness is a terrible thing. I know they've started to chip animals quite a few years ago, and they've been having a lot of problems with cancers and cysts and all kinds of goodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Are they doing it in Canada, too?
Here, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry?
I said, could I just read you something here?
Yeah. You'll have to hurry. Okay. We're almost out of time.
Okay. I'll try to make it quick. When they came to chip Alzheimer's patients, I remained silent. I was not one of those. When they came to chip diabetics and AIDS patients, I remained silent. I was not one of those. When they microchipped the military, I didn't speak out. I wasn't in the military. And when they came for the activists, I remained silent. When they came to microchip me, there was no one left to speak out.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what it might come down to.
Hmm. Well, do you think there's any place in the world that's safe from this invasion of our bodies, our minds, and our freedom?
No, I don't. At this point, I don't.
Yeah, I think the chipping is going to happen on a big, big scale. This thing in Rhode Island is just the beginning here in the USA.
Yeah, and that's not actual chipping. It'll probably start in a third world country somewhere, and they'll experiment with it there, and then it'll move out to the free world.
Yeah, have you given some thought to the fact that these chips can be installed as they give you a vaccine?
Yeah, I heard something about that. They're pretty big for that type of installation, but I've thought about that, and that's scary. I don't take vaccines anyways, but that's scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some things having to do with health that countries pass laws about and say you do it or you go to jail. And
that's coming too.
Well, we have it here. If someone has tuberculosis and they are not taking their medicine, they get locked up.
Right,
and
yep.
So now they're saying that this pig fever is going to be gigantic in the fall, and that there are vaccines being prepared, and they plan to vaccinate massive numbers of the population. Well, I'm not saying that they will chip us at that time, but we need to keep in mind that this technology, this chip technology, it can be installed as an injection. It's
yeah.
That small. Yeah. Okay, man, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, in this next hour, we're going to change subjects, and even if you've called in, you can call in again, because it's a whole new subject. I see this futuristic science being absolutely deadly to freedom, and I see it as something that is not a benefit for us. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Kevin. My name is Elias. I'm calling from Portland, Maine.
Hi, Elias. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called a few times, probably
okay.
over the years here.
All right.
Well, I wanted to weigh in on the chip issue real quick.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it is an absolutely ghastly thing to think about doing in a country that was based on the principles of freedom, which our country was. And it's an absolutely terrible example of where we've let the country get to at this point. But I wanted to ask you. You were saying you were being pretty challenging earlier, which you are oftentimes with the listeners. And I wanted to know what you thought we could do. You know, you said you didn't think we would do anything to stop it, but what can we do? I think most people want to stop it,
mm-hmm.
but we have no idea like what we can do against, you know, such like a monolithic machine as the government. What do we do to stop it?
There has to be a groundswell like there was about border security. And, you know, Congress absolutely refuses to secure our southern border. They absolutely refuse to do so. And as soon as a bunch of citizens said, okay, tell you what, you're irrelevant, Congress. We own this country, not you, and if you won't secure the border, we will. And they went to the border, and Congress almost diarrheaed to death. And they suddenly passed all these measures that they were going to do to secure the border, including building a fence. Okay, now they've reversed all that. They stopped the funding for it. they, after building 700 miles of it, they've reversed it, and they're going to tear some of it down. I have to step away for a break. I'll finish this when we come back, and if you will, just listen online. Thanks much for the call, Elias. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Okay, just to wrap up on the call from Elias, what can we do? Well, what we can do is mount a groundswell. It has to be that, folks. There has to be a groundswell across this country, an outcry that says not only no, hell no. I mean, it's got to have that impact on Congress. And it starts with one person doing what one person can do, which is you write to your congressman and you get other people around you to write to your congressman. You send emails to everyone you know asking them to write to their congressman to stop this chipping of humans. Get on Twitter and tweet everybody you know and tell them to write to their congressman. You may say, well, it's not going to have that much impact. Well, we saw what happened when just one person called C-SPAN this past week, one person, and that one person asked a question to the president's press secretary about UFO disclosure. That news is plastered all over the world. One person does have an impact. You have an impact on other people around you. So you have to do what you do, and you just have to make sure you do it. Don't just sit and think, yeah, I ought to do this. Do it. Actually do it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, interesting show tonight. No, I'm definitely against being chipped. It's one thing if we do it to our pets. It's something else if we do it, you know, if it's done to us, because I don't remember who called, but one of the other callers saying kind of like being cattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got mutilations and stuff going on, you know, with cattle and humans outside the United States. What's not to say that once we get chipped, that, you know, we're not going to be rounded up like the Jews were in World War II by the Nazis. What's not to say that, you know, if that something happens and we're chipped, that, you know, as you said, they're going to know every single thing we're doing every single day. I mean, it's going to be more than Big Brother's watching. It's more like giant Big Brother's watching you. And
well, you're supposed to have you're supposed to have freedom. And you're supposed to have a right to certain levels of privacy, an expectation of privacy, at least according to our Constitution, which, of course, is as one politician put it not too long ago, it's just a damn piece of paper to some of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say about it. And that was a president that said that. Not this president. But that was a president that said that.
Mm-hmm.
And to a lot of these guys that America keeps electing, that's all it is to them. And I would just say to Americans, you get exactly what you deserve because you voted them in. And you mm-hmm. keep putting them in. You keep voting for them. And they keep bringing you less and less freedom, more and more debt, and more enslavement. But that's up to you. If that's what you want, keep putting them in. I don't mean you, Debbie. I'm talking to
right.
America as a whole. That's what you want, keep putting them in. I myself am apolitical. I don't get into, the Republicans have a good program or the Democrats have a good program. I think both of those parties are irrevocably discredited. And, you know, I don't think either one of those parties actually should even have a right to be in office, but they do.
Right.
All right. Now, you're supposed to have these levels of freedom. I'm going to tell you a very quick story, and then we're going to move on to this thing from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I got stopped by a policeman not too long after I got back to the United States. And he says I was speeding. I won't argue the point. Perhaps I was. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to the speed limit, and I should have been. But I got stopped. And after he gave me his little lecture and asked me to step out of the car, he asked me, do you mind if I look through your vehicle? I said, yeah, I mind. He said, well, and see, I've been through all this same training. It's called criminal patrol and intervention, or criminal intervention patrol. And there's certain questions you ask, and that's one of them. He says, what are you hiding in there? I said, nothing. And he said, well, what have you got in there that's illegal? I said, nothing. He said, then why should you care if I look through your car? I said, well, I'm not hiding anything illegal in my bed either, but you're not going to sleep with me. At this point, it kind of set him back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I don't understand why you would care if I look in your car. I said, because I am an American citizen. And the Constitution says I don't have to let you look in my car, and I'm not going to. He said, "Well, I'll get a search warrant." I said, "Go for it, pal. Mm-hmm. Go for it." Mm-hmm. I know you can't get one. And then he said, "Are you a cop?" I said, "Yeah, I am." And then he backed off of everything, and we had a nice conversation. He went on his way and didn't even give me a ticket. The point is that we have a whole lot of folks in this country that believe, well, if you don't have anything to hide, why should you care? It's just like mm-hmm. I said, I'm not hiding anything in my bed, but you're not going to sleep with me.
Exactly.
I have a right to privacy, and that is intensely violated when anyone can track my every movement, when anyone can track anyone somewhere. Can track every purchase that I make, every place that I go. When they can do that, I have no privacy any longer. Now, people say, well, if you don't have anything to hide, if you're not doing anything illegal, then why should you care? I care because I am an American.
Right.
I care because there have been thousands of Americans who have died to give me the right to privacy,
right,
among other rights.
Well, another thing is, too, once a person's privacy is invaded, especially by this chip, then what's going to happen is it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, one little bit of your privacy is taken away, then another little bit, then another little bit, then another little bit. And it's like you've been saying, your freedom's compromised,
mm-hmm.
and you won't have any freedom anymore. It'll be like, you know, you're like this little raccoon in a critter cage, and you can't get out, and there's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're beating against a cage, and you're trying to find the door. You can't, because there's no way to get out. The way to get out is barred.
Yeah, and they will say, well, happen
if we have those doggone chips in us.
They will say, well, you know, you're free, and the actual truth is you're free to go anywhere in that cage you want to go.
Exactly.
And but you can't get out of the cage. You're exactly right. Debbie, thanks for the call.
All right, Kev.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to move now in this second hour to a really, really interesting story. There have been a lot of things that have been written and said about this Air France Flight 447 that, as you know, was flying from South America to France, and it suddenly just went down in the ocean. There have been a lot of people speculated about a lot of things. Well, there are some reports circulating around the Kremlin that are pretty interesting. Russian Air Force commanders have issued warnings to all of their aircraft to exercise extreme caution during flights in and around an area that is defined as latitude 17 north, which is the North Atlantic Ocean, latitude 3 south, the South Atlantic Ocean, to latitude 8 north, Indian Ocean, latitude 19 south, Indian Ocean, and between the longitudes of 46 west and 33 west, 46 east and 33 east. And it covers, that covers the greatest part, the biggest part of the African tectonic plate. Now, the reason for this is because of, according to these reports, and I quote, geomagnetic storms, end quote, emanating from the boundaries of the African tectonic plate, and due to their intensity, these have caused the loss of two major passenger aircraft during the past month, leaving nearly 300 men, women, and children dead. Now, the first of those, according to this report, is the Air France passenger flight 447. The other is, you remember this just a few weeks ago, the Yemeni Airways flight to the island nation of Comoros in the Indian Ocean. 153 passengers and crew aboard, and only one survived. One miracle child, they call the survivor. And here's the deal with this. What's happening is there is forming in the northern African continent a new ocean. It's happening, let's see, it's happening in the East African Rift. And it's located beginning at the southern end of the Red Sea. It goes through Eritrea. I've met some wonderful people from Eritrea. It goes through Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, and Mozambique. And I've met some wonderful people from Kenya and Mozambique. I don't think I've met anyone from Ethiopia personally. All right, what's happening is along that rift, the earth is splitting apart to form a new ocean basin. And in a matter of just a few weeks, this thing has just ripped open, it has ripped apart, and it is causing geomagnetic storms, according to this report out of Russia. The Western scientists assert that this formation of this new ocean is not likely to be finished for millions of years. Russian scientists say that due to the sun's current unprecedented deep solar minimum, our Earth is in danger, are you listening to this, of being literally ripped apart at the very worst. Or it is nearing a total pole reversal due to an as yet unexplained but extremely powerful gravitational force emanating from the outer reaches of the solar system. And some researchers say that's Planet X, and some people identify that as Nibiru. I've heard some in the Christian community identify it as wormwood. It's spoken of in the book of Revelation. So this new rift is opening up. Those who are watching our TV feed can see a picture of it, and you can see some tiny little figures standing up on the left side of that rift. That's humans standing there. And that gives you some idea of how big and deep this rift is, and that has happened within a matter of weeks. Russian scientists further warn that the West's obsession with man-made global warming is a desperately designed propaganda effort to shield their peoples from the fact that not only our Earth, but all the planets of the solar system are currently undergoing rapid warming, as proved beyond all doubt by Dr. Scientist, now try to pronounce this, Habibullah Abdusamatov. Dr. Habibullah Abdusamatov, head of space research at St. Petersburg Pulkovo Astronomical Observatory in Russia. In 2007, he released his findings that for the previous 3 years, the ice caps of Mars had been melting at an unprecedented rate. Pretty astounding, wouldn't you say? And here in this report, it says that the most chilling parts of these reports on the current instability of the African tectonic plate are those Russian scientists who assert that should a powerful enough gravitational force be exerted upon this region, such as that that would occur in our Earth's presence with a planet X, it would cause this plate to be subsumed with the Atlantic and Indian Oceans, completely covering what is now known as the African continent, and further cause a corresponding rise of what were known to the ancient peoples as the continents of Atlantis in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and Lemuria in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. Now, that is, those are the things that some Russian scientists are talking about. I think it's very interesting that the Russian Air Force commanders have issued these this warning to exercise extreme caution during flights in and around that specific defined area. Again, what we're looking at here is some very futuristic stuff, or it was just a bit ago. Edgar Cayce, who is probably the best-known psychic in history, other than Nostradamus, and some people say Nostradamus was psychic, some people say he wasn't, but they call him the Sleeping Prophet, Edgar Cayce. They call him the Sleeping Prophet, and he's probably one of the best-known in history, or at least in modern history. And he said that Atlantis and Lemuria would rise to the surface again. Here you've got Russian scientists saying that the Earth is doing things right now that could lead to that. The Earth is undergoing tremendous strains and pressures, and it could lead to Atlantis and Lemuria rising to the surface once again. According to this report, the African continent is literally unstitching itself, kind of like the sleeve of an old shirt. All right, here's what I'd like to know. First of all, you've just heard this report. We've all heard reports that Air France 447 went down in a storm. We've all heard that if you've been on the internet and read all the various things about it, one of the things you read is that there was a lot of UFO activity at the time. And some people are saying maybe it was shot down by a UFO, maybe it collided with a UFO. Maybe it got too close to a UFO and its instruments went dead. What if this report out of Russia is true? What if there was a geomagnetic storm and that caused the failure of all the instruments? And what if these scientists are linking it to some gigantic gravitational pull in the far reaches of our solar system. What if it is Planet X? What if it is Nibiru? And I'm not saying it is, and I don't want to start a panic. But the point is, if that's the case, we are seeing the front edges of the force that is to come. If that's what it is, you've heard me describe it. You've heard me say that the if there is this gigantic body that is coming into our inner solar system, if it's headed in, it would be pushing a lot of forces around it, in front of it. There are many forces attendant. For instance, right here, this planet that we call Earth, this planet has a gigantic magnetic field around it. As we move through space, that magnetic field moves with us. If our planet were to suddenly just take off and head out through the solar system in another direction, headed out of the solar system, that magnetic field is still part of us, and it's around us, and it will have an effect on things out in front of us, to the sides of us, and behind us. So if you've got this big Planet X out there, if it is Nibiru or whatever it is, if it's coming into the solar system, to the inner solar system where we reside, if it's headed in, the forces around it would precede it. And what these scientists in Russia are saying is that, number one, the sun is in a deep, unusual solar minimum. Number two, the Earth is being acted upon by an intense gravitational force just outside or in the far reaches of our solar system. And so there's this big tug of war, and we're being pulled, almost pulled apart here. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Mike again from Kentucky.
Yeah, Mike.
And, you know, I just read the other day on the one of the sites that now they're claiming that the sun's about to give birth to a new planet.
Really?
And, of course, they're calling it Vulcan, you know. And this might explain some of the changes that are going on in the sun. And as we've discussed, this coronal mass ejection that was supposed to have happened, for some reason, apparently didn't. And I'm at a loss as why it did. And when we think about the magnetic field of the Earth, a lot of people think of it like a ball with a circle around it, but it's like in a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got a left hemisphere and a right hemisphere, and it's open in the middle. And a lot of those rays that come in from the sun and other places are going right straight into the center of this Earth, and at some point it's sort of like a pimple. It has to pop out.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you want to hang on through the break?
Sure will.
All right, you hang on, buddy. I'll be back with you right after this. We are back. Mike, you still on the line with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
We had to cut away just as you were making your point, so let me give you the opportunity to make that point again.
Yes, the point being that the Earth is not just a ball with a solid 360-degree magnetic field around it. It's like a battery where there's a pole north on the field on to the south fold, and then on the opposite side there's its positive and negative, so that it's open at the top and bottom. and things can pass through it, and that can be a lot of grief for us here on this planet. Plus, I'm very well aware with Edgar Casey prophecies, being that he was from Kentucky, from Hopkinsville, originally, before he settled in Virginia Beach, Virginia. But he talked about one of the signs was to watch the Ring of Fire in the Pacific and watch these volcanoes that have been extinct start popping back to life again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if maybe this rift in Africa could be a byproduct of that Platonic eruptions going on in the Pacific under the seas.
Well, it might be. I don't know. But I think it's very interesting what the Russians are saying about it. They are saying that the Western countries' preoccupation with man-made global warming is false and is a distraction, that it's happening on all the planets in the solar system, and that which, of course, we've said on this show. And I think it's interesting that they're saying as well that there is this immense gravitational pull on us that's coming from somewhere deep out into the far reaches of the solar system. And
exactly.
So it's things are not quite like what we've been told, apparently. Mike, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Kevin. Have
All right.
a great night.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a look at some of the flash messages that have come in from around the world. And the first one here is from Germany. It's from Andreas, and it's pretty long. So let me give you the gist of it. He says we're already being monitored. He says that in Germany they have government health care. And he says, in order to, and I quote now, to access it, you have to wear a chip card with you on which your data is stored. God knows what is stored on these chips, but you have to use it. So, you know, it's not far-fetched when I say that the universal health care that apparently may happen here in the United States, it's not far-fetched to say that will be chip-driven. And it is in other parts of the world. All right, from Nigel in the United Kingdom, he says, I thought the show was closing down. It is. Two more days, and it's gone, if we don't raise all the money we have to pay the rent and utilities for the studio. And we're close, but it has to happen. The ID cards have been on the agenda in the UK for over 10 years. Just thought you'd like to know. Okay. Then we've got Jeff in Australia. This one also is long. And he says, with targeting of international police officers, that was announced when the government announced that local police officers were to be sent overseas as international police officers. Internet radio stations warned that those officers' records would be removed from the records of the precincts that they worked at, and that was back in about 1998. People laughed at that. But you know the truth. Yes, I do. That was done to me. The records of me working at two different police agencies have been removed. They say there's no record that I was ever there. Even though I have the commission card signed by the police chief and the mayor appointing me as a police officer in those cities. Okay, and that's from Australia. And like I say, it's pretty long. He goes on to talk about chipping. And so there, you know, that it's all about centralizing government, and he says they've got sort of a long lead on that in Australia, and that's true. All right, the telephone line is open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus again.
Yeah.
It's really interesting about the Great Rift Valley. I remember studying about it in my geography class back in junior high and high school. And I'd always thought that someday something like that was going to happen, that like the San Andreas Fault, that, you know, that's how continents have, you know, merged and disengaged over millions of years. So this really isn't like a new phenomena. This is just something that is occurring during our time that, you know, nobody has ever really seen per se, at least not, you know, in this this present generation, in this present lifetime. But I guess it really shouldn't come as any surprise because, you know, the Earth Mother herself is a living entity and, you know, all these things do happen. It's just, you know, something that we, like I said, really aren't used to because no one actually has ever really seen these things happen. But, you know, they happen over, you know, over millennia. But obviously this is something that is happening very quickly. And
yeah, that's the thing that's got them
pretty interesting.
That has them startled that it's happening so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the picture up now for those who are watching.
Yeah, I see it. It's very, very interesting.
That opened up in a matter of about 6 weeks.
How, does it say how many miles across the rift is from the side where the humans are on, the folks standing on the edge there to the other side? It looks very, very, I mean, very wide. Like,
it,
you know.
Yeah, it does look wide. I'm just guessing.
About 10 miles, maybe?
Oh, no, I don't think it's that far. From where the humans are standing to straight in front of them, the other side, that's probably something like 1,000, 1,500 feet, something like that.
Really? Mm. Maybe it's just the angle of the camera, but it looks much wider than that.
Yeah, and I think it is.
Maybe it's just...
I think it is from looking at the picture. The right side is closer to the camera lens.
Yeah.
And so I think it's distorted a little bit, but it's opening up. It's opening up quickly, and the interesting thing is the Russian Air Force commanders are saying that it is creating geomagnetic storms.
Really?
And
that's interesting.
Yeah, and that's why they're telling all of the pilots use extreme caution if you're flying in that area.
Now, is this like earthquake activity going on there, or?
There has been some earthquake activity there, but this is not. As it spreads and gets bigger,
mm-hmm.
It's not always an earthquake that causes that or that happens
right.
as a result of it. There has been mm-hmm. some earthquake activity, but this thing is spreading even when there are no earthquakes.
Have they been able to measure like the length of the spread? Do you understand what I'm saying? The rapidity of how far it's separating from one another? Is it like, you know, so many inches per month or?
You know, I think there was something in this article about that. Let me see if I can find it quickly. Maybe.
This is interesting. I haven't encountered.
Yeah, no, it's not in this article. It's in something I saw on the internet. But if you go to Google and just type in.
The Rift Valley.
That'll work. Or AFAR.
AFAR.
Yeah,
okay.
AFAR.
Okay.
Rift. That's what they're calling it, the AFAR Rift.
One other thing, and then I'll get off the line so someone else can call in. You mentioned about the energy that is coming from the center of the universe. Well, you remember Michael Olajan back in May, right, at
mm-hmm.
the conference?
Yeah.
Well, in Michael's book, I don't know if you've read Prepare for the Landings, but it's really excellent. I recommend it. In that, Michael states that as he was channeling Lord Ashtar, and Lord Ashtar spoke to him, Lord Ashtar mentioned that there is an energy coming from the central sun of the universe that is bombarding the Earth Mother at this time. And I just think that that's really interesting that, you know, this is channeled to Michael, and he mentions this in the book, and you know, that the scientists are, you know, saying that there is this energy coming from a specific section of the universe, of the galaxy.
Well, what they're saying is
an interesting correlation.
Yeah, what they're saying is that there's an extreme gravitational pull coming from something at mm-hmm. the far reaches of our solar system.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Debbie, thanks for the call.
All right, Kev. Have a good night.
All right. 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. Again, toll free, 888-223-4599. If you live outside of the USA and Canada, you can call those numbers. They'll work. But if you don't want to make that international long-distance call, what you can do is go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and you can just scroll down. You'll see a link that says Flash Message, and you can send me a flash message. And the reason we call it that is simply because when you send it, a little notice starts flashing on my screen to my right over here that notifies me that it's come in. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Okie dokie. Chicken. 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. Now, what's interesting to me, I mean, the whole thing about this rift is interesting. I've known about this Rift Valley for years, as many of you have, but apparently it has suddenly moved. And as a matter of fact, it's moved about 13 feet apart suddenly. And it has caused some geomagnetic storms. And according to Russian scientists, they think that's what's caused two aircraft to go down and kill all those people. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Millie calling from California.
Hi, Millie.
Hi. Kevin, I'm sorry. That was me before.
Oh, okay.
I dropped my phone after I dialed.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What's on your mind, Millie?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was just wondering, lately,
Millie, a break just took over. Will you hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, you hang on. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this with Millie. Welcome back to the show. Millie, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Sorry about that. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering, for a couple of weeks now, I've been having these high-pitched sounds in my ears. First of all, they feel like I'm underwater,
mm-hmm.
like they clog up, and then they get this really, really high-pitched tone, and then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that twice a day, maybe three times a day sometimes. My ears, I was checked for vertigo. I was checked for high blood pressure, ear infections. I was checked for everything. And the doctor says there's absolutely no reason why I'm okay. There's no reason why this should be happening. But then I've heard of other people that this has been happening to.
In your area?
I'm sorry?
Other people in your area this has been happening to?
No, in websites.
Uh-huh.
That this had been happening. And I was wondering, maybe that has something to do with what's going on the ground or what's going on out of space. And
it could be. It also, Millie, it could be that there's some a source for electromagnetic energy in your surroundings.
Really?
And what you might do is contact some of the local paranormal research groups. And, you know, they're probably not going to be interested in coming and doing a full investigation because you're not seeing ghosts or anything like that. But you may could convince them to just help you out with, you know, come by and doing an EMF reading around your home and see if there's something happening there.
Yeah. And if I may, can I just say one more other thing?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to join that another caller, I don't remember his name, that called the other day and was asking for the our solar brothers and sisters if they are hearing us, or if in any way they could hear us through the channels or electronic, you know, programs or stuff that we're, like what we're doing now. If they're hearing us, I would like to take advantage of this situation and this opportunity and ask them to please show up, to show themselves. The government does not speak for us, okay? The government is trying to make decisions for us. But we have our own minds. We have our own feelings. And I'm thinking for the majority of the humans in the planet, that everybody wants to know, where are we coming? Where did we come from? Where are we going? Why are we here? And I would like to join. I would like to take advantage of this opportunity and ask them if they are hearing us, to please show up and give us the opportunity to for enlightenment and to find out and tell us the truth, what's really going on. And I would like all of our listeners also to take a little 2 minutes at least and just think about that in their mind. I'm sure they could pick it up.
Okay.
And thank you very much, Kevin.
Thanks for the call. All right, quickly, a couple of flash messages. This one from Andrew in Australia, and it says, looks like something similar to a quickening is here. Earth changes, Verichip, RFID. Let me do that again. Looks like something similar to a quickening is here. Earth changes, Verichip, RFIDing children. And to think people labeled me a conspiracy theorist. The New World Order is going full steam. Wake up, people. Research what is going on. That's from Andrew in Australia. From Jeff in Australia, it says, Kevin, that rift opened about 2 years ago. Yeah, it did. But recently it split open further, about 13 feet in a very short period of time. Anyway, here's what he says. There were scientists on the ground investigating the earthquakes that were happening in the area at the time. The helicopter that took them there warned them that there was something about to happen and to get back on board. Minutes after the helicopter took off, that rift opened up. And that's from Jeff in Hobart, Tasmania. It was a couple of years ago it opened up. Recently it split further, about 13 feet further apart in a very short period of time. And apparently that's what prompted Russian scientists to weigh in and Russian Air Force commanders to give an order. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith
Show. Okay, tell you what, turn your radio down because we can hear it in the background. And then we'll go back to you. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus again. I'm going to make this real quick because I know it's about the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to tell, this is from Millie. I just wanted to tell her that our Star Brothers and Sisters have heard us. They, you know, they are listening. They are out there. We're not going to be abandoned. All these things that are going on right now are what is supposed to be happening for the coming of the end of the 26,000 year cycle that Greg Braden talks about in fractal time. And they're there. I mean, they're there. And as soon as 2012 passes, they're going to be coming. So I just want to tell Millie that. Also, the ringing in your ears, Millie, if you're still listening to Kevin's show. That's actually your psychic gift of clairaudience coming up. I have another friend of mine that is having the same thing happening to her. So You're getting your metaphysical gift of clairaudience online. That's what the ringing in your ears is.
All right. Debbie, thanks for the call. We have time for one very quick call, if you wish to call in. I hope that tonight, it's different tonight. We've done things a little differently here tonight. But I hope that we've brought you information that is important and useful to you. And that is what we are all about. The chip information, well, I brought that to you because, number one, I think it's very important and you need to know about it. But number two, because we told you it was coming. We've been telling you since 2000. It's here. And I am not a psychic. I don't predict the future. But I am an observer of human nature, and part of the human population are employed as politicians. And we all have observed their behavior. They are 1,000% predictable. If there is a way to gig you, if there is a way to cost you more money, if there is a way to take away freedom and liberty, that's what they're about. There are exceptions to that, but they are few and far between. And, you know, the snowball movement of politics is all about power. It's all about money. It's about the power to control you and to get your money. That's what it's about. It's not... some of you will say, well, you know, you sound like you're disloyal. No, I'm not disloyal. I'm extremely loyal to the America I was raised in. I'm extremely loyal to the Constitution of the United States of America. Do you know that they have listed as one of the signs that you may be a terrorist is that you talk about the Constitution a lot? What does that tell you about the people in charge of driving this boat? If you talk about the Constitution a lot, then you may be an enemy of the state. Well, that tells you the position of the state in relationship to the Constitution, doesn't it? Because I've been overseas in service to this country, I may be a terrorist. That's, you know, Janet Napolitano said that about our veterans. And they put it in a report. What does that tell you? Here come the chips. All right, folks. That's a wrap. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. And I hope you'll be back tomorrow night. Until then, this is Kevin Smith. So long, everybody.